This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Democratic U.S. Representative of Illinois Brad Schneider says he hopes the death of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar will mark a turning point in the war in Gaza. NPR reports an Israeli official confirmed the death of Sinwar, who was Israel's number one most wanted man in Gaza. The Israeli government believes Sinwar was the architect of the October 7th attacks in Israel last year, and that prompted the war. Schneider says Sinwar has the blood of thousands of innocent Israelis, Palestinians and Americans on his hands. The jury in former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's federal corruption trial is finally coming together. My colleague Dave McKinney reports after 7 days of questioning, lawyers in the blockbuster trial have finally agreed on a 12-member panel. Today they picked a Chicago hospital worker who says he recognized Madigan's name but knew little else about him. 8 women and 4 men will sit in judgment of Madigan and co-defendant Michael McLean. Lawyers still need several alternate jurors, and opening statements could begin as soon as Monday. The Illinois Secretary of State is rolling out some DMV kiosks for people to renew their license plates, registration, and driver's licenses, kind of the same way you would get money from an ATM. Alexi Janulia says a dozen Fastlane kiosks are already installed at Jewel Osco, Mariano's, and Meijer stores in Chicago and the suburbs. This is all part of a pilot program. Janulia says this will be convenient for people who don't have time to wait at the DMV, and the goal is to eventually install more than 150 kiosks statewide.
The kiosks are open whenever the grocery store is open. That means early in the mornings and late at night, as well as Sundays and holidays.
Services are available in English and Spanish. Janulia says there will be more language options as the kiosk program expands. A new report analyzes immigrant communities and their contributions to the economy in Illinois and the Great Lakes region. My colleague Esther Yunji Kang reports researchers found the region's immigrant population grew by 16% between 2010 and 2022. Compare that to the U.S.-born population, which grew by less than half a percentage point. Immigrants also make up a large portion of the workforce in hard-to-fill factory jobs. Gina Krause-Vilmar works with Upwardly Global, one of the groups that put out this report.
This is a trend that has existed in the United States for a very long time. Immigrants are contributing in a large way, and they will have to be part of our future.
The report says in Illinois alone, immigrant households paid more than $24 billion in taxes in 2022. And time is almost up for Illinois residents to submit designs for a new state flag. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports tomorrow, Friday, is the last day that you can submit a design. Submissions will be reviewed by a commission of historians, artists, and elected officials from across the state. The commission says designs should reflect the identity of Illinois and can include elements of the state's natural features, history, and culture. The commission also recommends using fewer than 3 colors. It's also prohibiting AI generated flags. The commission will pick 10 designs and then put those up for a public vote online starting next year. Sunny and mild today with a high in the mid-60s. Clear tonight, a low in the mid-40s, and then sunny and warm on Friday, high in the upper 60s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.